News, I'm Marissa Melton. The U.S. Department of Justice announced it will not bring civil rights charges against the white New York City police officer involved in the chokehold death of Eric Garner, an unarmed black man in New York City in 2014. A spokesman for the department said Attorney General William Barr made the decision himself. Garner died while in New York police officers were attempting to arrest him for selling untaxed cigarettes on the street. The DOJ concluded there wasn't enough evidence to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that Daniel Pantaleo, the officer accused of killing Garner, had violated the Federal Civil Rights Act. To do so, Donahue said the government would have had to prove Pantaleo willfully used more force than he could have believed was necessary. There's more fallout from President Donald Trump's tweets telling poor congresswomen of color to go back where they came from. Here's VOA's White House correspondent Patsy Wittakuswara.
The president was responding to a question about his Twitter attacks against four Democratic congresswomen, including Ilhan Omar, an American Muslim born in Somalia.
When I hear the way they talk about our country, when I hear the anti-Semitic language they use, when I hear the hatred they have for Israel, and the love they have for enemies like Al-Qaeda, then you know what? I will tell you that I do not believe this is good for the Democrat Party.
Other than Omar, Democratic congresswomen of color targeted by Trump include Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Rashida Tlaib, and Ayanna Pressley. They condemned the president's remarks as racist. Patsy Wittakuswara, VOA News at the White House.
South African singer and anti-apartheid activist Johnny Clegg has died in Johannesburg at age 66. He had pancreatic cancer. He was nicknamed the White Zulu for his use of Zulu language and dance and his performances. This is VOA News. The current Ebola outbreak in the Democratic Republic of Congo is affecting more children than normal, Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
The World Health Organization reports more than 2,500 cases of Ebola in eastern Congo, including nearly 1,670 deaths. The UN Children's Fund says about 750 of those cases are children. UNICEF spokeswoman Marixi Mercado says children under age 5 are especially hard hit.
The case fatality ratio, or the number of cases who die among this group of under fives, is 77%. That's compared with 67% among the general population.
She says children who are separated from their parents or orphaned from Ebola need longer-term psychosocial care and support to help them get over their loss. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The United Nations Children's Fund says kids represent nearly one-third of current total cases, compared to about 20% in previous outbreaks. Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif says his country is willing to negotiate with the United States, but only if it lifts harsh economic sanctions against the Islamic Republic. The U.S. imposed sanctions on Iran in 2017 before withdrawing from a 2015 nuclear deal last year that requires Iran to slash its uranium enrichment in exchange for sanctions relief. Tom Sauer is a professor of international politics at the University of Antwerp.
The EU should put pressure on the U.S. government, on the Trump administration, to re-enter into the existing deal. If that's not possible, then the Europeans should try to circumvent the sanctions by the United States against the European firms.
Zarif accused the United States of further escalating Middle East tensions by selling billions of dollars worth of weapons to regional rivals Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates, threatening his country's ballistic missile program. And protest against Puerto Rico Governor Ricardo Rossello continued on Monday for a third day as the embattled politician faces calls for his resignation. Protests began on Saturday after publication of records from a chat group that included the governor and nine other male members of his administration. Participants repeatedly used slurs and derogatory comments while gossiping about political rivals and celebrities. The chats were released by the Puerto Rico's Center for Investigative Journalism. I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.
VOA. All the hits and more right here on VOA.